This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
I really kind of think that I can read that dude's mind. Because I feel like I know what he's going to say before he says it.
Really?
Anyway. Yeah, anyway, welcome to Surreal Talk, lineupmedia.fm production, brought to you this week and every week by Amazon and Audible. You know, 30-day free trial. Click the banner.
Surreal Talk.
Save us some money.
Podcast.com/Amazon.
Yeah, that.
Anyway, go to our website and just click on literally
just
everything.
Just click all of it. Just go to the website and just start clicking shit.
So welcome back for part four of our 9/11 show.
Our fourth and final installment of our 9/11 extravaganza.
Yeah,
today.
We thought we were going to do five, but you know, we decided to wrap the last topic here, World Trade Center 7.
World Trade Center 7.
Into one show, because it makes more sense that way.
Yeah, because this World Trade Center 7 really is the conclusion. This is the smoking gun. And let me tell you why.
Why is it?
Do I know why? Okay, so the thing is, when you ask people all the time, it's like, hey, and this is something that I do to people. I say, hey, how many buildings went down in New York that day? And they're like, two. I'm like, you don't know shit. Because three buildings went down in New York that day.
Except for that one person.
No, a lot of people don't know that World Trade Center 7 went down.
I watched that whole documentary on History Channel, and it told me that. Not one thing about World Trade Center 7.
Yeah, it was not in the
documentary. And then I told my wife right after it was over, I was like, it didn't mention Building 7 at all. She's like, what about Building 7? I was like, come on, look.
Poor, sweet, ignorant bastard.
I'm telling you, man. And it wasn't in what they had to come out with the 9/11 commission report, had to redo it just to include Building 7. And this said that it came out due to office fires was why it went down, officially office fires.
Office fires, huh?
Yeah, they said no fuel, oil,
Maybe
or explosions.
Those blasts you see in that video, furnishings. Those were like a TV on the wall exploding from the heat.
I guess. Maybe it must have been plasma.
Maybe some batteries from the calculators.
Do me a favor, everybody. If you're listening, I would ask you to pause the podcast.
Pause. Just keep listening and bring up your laptop.
Well, if you've got multiple devices, that's fine. But go to YouTube and search World Trade Center 7 detonation sequence. And if you ever had a thought in your mind as to what a controlled demolition was, that's it. And that's what makes
this
thing.
There's also a lot of good comparison videos, like of what a controlled demolition in another environment looks like, side by side with a couple more plus World Trade Center 7. And it's identical.
And that's the thing. Okay, so no plane hit World Trade Center 7. Now, what World Trade Center
Only
1 and 2 are the North and South.
Flaming debris.
No, yeah, flaming debris hit it, and office furnishing fires is what brought it down.
It didn't come down until about 5:20.
Yeah, it was like 8 hours afterwards.
So it was
quite
a while later.
Mm-hmm. And some of the speculation is that Flight 93, the one that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, was supposed to be headed for World Trade Center 7. Yeah. So let me explain to you why it's such a big deal that no plane hit that tower and it still came down at free fall speed. So when you watch the videos of World Trade Center 7 coming down, it literally falls with zero resistance. I mean, just...
It seemed like the center of the building started coming in a little faster than the edges, like you would see on every other demolition site.
On every controlled demolition. And I had somebody ask me one time, well, what does it matter if it was a controlled demolition?
For office fires, there was like not any smoke, like the amount you'd think pouring out of the building required to bring it down.
Right. So, and someone asked me, well, what does it matter if it was a controlled demolition? And here's the thing. A controlled demolition, to bring a building down in its own footprint, it takes weeks to plan.
Right.
Weeks to plan.
And the timing has got to be impeccable to get your detonations off at the right time to cause it to even if you do it direction.
It's not an easy thing to do dirty, basically, is what you're saying, just on by the seat of your pants.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. No,
you can't go in the night before with a bunch of shape charges.
No, this is a specialized team that does this for a living. To bring a building down like that, you have to know what you're doing. It's not some idiot can just do this.
This is the type of team NASA would hire to go to the asteroid if they needed to blow it down the middle.
Well, I don't know about that good. There's probably many companies that do controlled demolition.
No, I'm just making a joke about how, you know, in the movie Armageddon where they hired the drillers.
We need a driller.
We need a team
of
demolition experts as good as those drillers.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so why is World Trade Center 7 being a controlled demolition so important? Because a controlled demolition takes weeks to plan. And if they had the weeks to plan this, they knew that this building was coming down. And if they knew that this building was coming down, they knew the other ones.
From a gun.
Yeah. That means World Trade Center 7 is the smoking gun. And if they knew that building was coming down, they knew the Twin Towers were coming down. And that World Trade Center 7 basically just makes the entire story fall apart. Because with all the inconsistencies at the Pentagon, with all the inconsistencies at the Twin Towers, when you look at World Trade Center 7 and no plane hit that building, and you watch it come down in 6.5 seconds, that's like a 44-story steel frame building. I mean, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen from office fires. So it was built in 1985. World Trade Center 7, and it's called the Solomon Building, because the very top floor is rented to Solomon, Smith & Barney. It's a financial institution. But other offices that were in World Trade Center 7 were the IRS Regional Council, the United States Secret Service, the CIA, the American Express Bank Institution, Stanford Chartered Bank, Provident Financial Management, ITT Hartford Insurance Group, First State Management Group, Federal Home Loan Bank, NAIC Securities, Securities and Exchange Commissions, the Mayor Office of Emergency Management. So now, all of these are huge banking institutions and government institutions. So that's all it is government and banking institutions here in World Trade Center 7. Why is that important, you might ask?
I'm sorry. If it was a controlled demolition, was there a lot of injuries or people died in the building?
No, it's funny you should bring that up because there was no one in the building. They had evacuated World Trade Center 7.
The entire building?
Yeah. It was, and it's funny because the Office of Emergency Management, which is where the mayor goes when things are out of control, like if there's a terrorist attack or, you know,
a flood,
anything. So that's OEM, the Office of Emergency Management. For New York, the mayor's is located in World Trade Center 7. So when these attacks started happening, the mayor didn't go to his reinforced office. He goes to, you know, because
he should have been in that.
He should have been in there. Yeah, the mayor and his whole team should have been in there,
but
assessing the situation, figuring out what's going on, because that's what the Office of Emergency Management does. You know what I mean? And they weren't there. We don't need to be in this building.
Well, with being that close to downtown, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that building either.
I guess fair.
I wonder how far away it was from the
close enough to get hit by flying debris.
So when the buildings came down, that's when it sustained its official damage.
Exactly.
That pyroclastic flow, as you called it.
Right. Whenever
a lot of flaming shit.
When I watched the video of it, it seemed like for about 2 seconds there was just windows exploding outward and flashes of lights just almost randomly throughout the whole building, and then it comes down. So even if it was an office fire, it must have hit something that caused a big explosion.
Probably just a couple short circuits.
Okay, here's
a gas line.
This is pretty interesting right here.
Boom, boom, boom.
In the months leading up, the floor of the Office of Emergency Management, which is on the 23rd floor, Mayor Giuliani's, it received $15 million worth of renovations, including independent and secure air and water supplies, bullet and bomb-resistant windows designed to withstand 200-mile-per-hour winds. So how curious is it on the day of the attack that Giuliani and his entourage set up shop in a different headquarters altogether, abandoning this special bunker designed precisely for such an event? I thought that was pretty crazy.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah. I mean, and then another damning piece of evidence was, remember we talked about Lucky Larry Silverstein, the guy that made all the money off
of...
Oh,
Larry.
Oh, Lucky Larry. He was interviewed in a 2003 PBS documentary about the World Trade Center attacks, and he was quoted saying, "There was such a great loss of life that we decided that it would be best to pull it. So that's what we did. We pulled it." And if you know what pull it is, that's a demolition term. And he's talking about World Trade Center 7. When asked about World Trade Center 7, there was such a great loss of life, we decided to just pull it.
That doesn't make sense.
No, that does make sense. That means Larry Silverstein knew that it was to be pulled. And you can't set that kind of demolition up in a day. Yeah, and you can, like I said, you can look on this documentary. He even said.
So
the
he's
fire
saying that
they made the decision to pull it.
So he's saying, for one, he knows it was demolished.
Yes.
Two, that they sent teams in that day and set up the demolition.
No,
so what he's saying, though.
No, he's not saying that. He said that made the decision to pull it.
You have to figure that's his assumption.
Right, but I'm not assuming anything. I'm going with fact here. That's what he said. He was quoted as saying that we made the decision to pull it. So regardless of what you want to think that he knew before or after, that's all speculation here. And this one, as a conspiracy show, this is different because I'm going for all fact in this one, ladies and gentlemen. We're really not speculating on all this. This stuff is all fact. Another thing, they announced that the Solomon building was already down 20 minutes before it got brought down, live on air, BBC. The reporter is in the camera, much like I'm in right now, and she's going, oh, yeah, well, the Solomon building just went down, and right behind the bitch in the skyline, you can see World Trade Center 7 right behind her. And she's like, yeah, it just got brought down, and this is live on air, BBC. Yeah,
that's on Facebook now, or Facebook, YouTube?
That's on YouTube, yes. And so, like, this chick, they already knew that this building was coming down, even in BBC. You know, BBC, British Broadcasting Company. Okay, so they knew that this building was coming down. She reported it 20 minutes before
it
happened.
How the fuck would the
Brits know? People were complicit. I'm not going to pretend to know that I know how the Brits knew, but I'm saying they reported it 20 minutes before it went down.
There's so much of this stuff that's almost contradictory. It's like there's just everybody in the world was in on it, but nobody in the world was in on it. You know what I mean?
Doesn't that sound like the best conspiracy you've ever heard of?
No, that'd be the easiest way to get away with it.
Yeah, really.
You'd have to think somebody would come out with like, oh, yeah, I was in on it, or you think they're killing every one of them.
No, man. I don't know, man. Building 7, though, I know that there was no plane that hit it, and it fell at free fall speed. So you tell me how that happened from office fires on a steel-reinforced building.
I mean, the videos I've seen, it clearly looks like a demo. I mean,
you can hear and see the bombs going off inside the building.
And when I'm pretty sure that was WTC-7 that was shown in the video.
Exactly what it was. So, I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't.
Maybe I would, but, you know, and with the war games on the same day at the same time of everything that happened.
Wait, they scheduled war games?
Yeah, there was war games, active war games.
We talked about this episode one, I think.
Yeah, right? that's why the fighter jets couldn't be scrambled, because they were out over the Atlantic Ocean for 3 hours.
And then whenever they were told to come back, they didn't even move, like you said earlier,
a fraction of their speed, yes.
And they had the training rounds only, so they couldn't explode on impact when they shot at anything.
Have you guys ever heard of Barry Jennings?
No.
Yeah, he's that guy that sells pizza out by the stadium.
Negative. He was an important eyewitness to the events of 9/11. At the time, he was the deputy director of emergency services department for the New York City Housing Authority. Together with Michael Hess, the New York City Corporation Counsel, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, was rescued from World Trade Center 7 before it collapsed at 5:20 p.m. On several occasions, Jennings stated that an explosion trapped them in World Trade Center 7. An explosion before the collapses of World Trade Center 1 and 2. Okay, so this is a government employee here.
Said there was an explosion before the other two buildings
Before the other two
fell.
Came down. So they had to rescue him.
I mean, it's an inconsistency, but don't you think it could have just been like, oh, I was confused and said the wrong thing?
No. It says they were saved and checked. No, not at all. Not in my book. Jennings reportedly died in 2008 in highly suspicious circumstances. I'm going to have to actually look up what those circumstances were. But
you think it was Hillary, don't you?
I wouldn't say it was Hillary, but
she's the queen of Hillary.
Okay, so here's something interesting about him. Barry Jennings testified to NIST in 2004, the National Institute of Standard Technology, the people that were responsible for the model of WTC-7, but they never used his testimony, never once released it or used it.
They probably found him unreliable or implausible.
Yeah, an actual eyewitness from inside the building was unreliable. That's a goddamn government for you, man. But this World Trade Center 7, man, that's the bad one. That to me, that's like
even though nobody died, that's
getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar, man.
Between that and the Pentagon.
Yeah, dude, it's all bad news, man.
They should have hired somebody in Hollywood, because they could have done a much better job of convincing people than that. You know,
right. I mean, what was it? Stanley Kubrick faked the moon landing perfectly, and
I don't agree with that.
But I'm just saying, man, you know, all the stuff that happened on 9/11. And there's still people that don't know that there was a building that didn't get hit by a plane that fell down at free fall speed.
Well, hopefully somebody comes across our videos on YouTube or finds our podcast and gets some eye-opening info here.
Even if you don't see that very good quality footage you saw earlier, Everett, there's a lot of videos of Building 7 falling.
Oh, yeah.
You can still, in every one of them, you may not see the small explosions, but you will see it falling in unprecedented speed.
It came down in 6.5 seconds, man. And that's just
how many stories is it?
It was like 40, I can't remember, 40-something stories, though, in 6.5 seconds, and that's just unreal. But, yeah, I mean, I personally, I think that the War on Terror, the Patriot Act, all this internal spying, the push to criminalize government dissent, you know how, like, if you're dissenting a government that's – okay, so they're trying
like
to –
like in North Korea, whenever – if you say anything bad about the president,
exactly.
You get killed.
Why would you ever say anything bad about Glorious
Leader?
I feel
like all of that is
– he shot a 17 in a round of golf.
Yeah. 18
holes.
I feel like all of this is because of the official story of 9/11.
He's so lucky.
The 19 hijackers and all that. Everything – all of this is because of that. The War on Terror, the Patriot Act, the non-disclosure, all of that. Everything is because of these 9/11 attacks. All this that happened.
It's ushered in what we consider our modern world now, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It is
they
definitely
constantly
played a
reinforce
part.
It in the media, too, that it's okay. That's the way it used to be. That's not like today.
Everybody's fine with it. Well, for the most part, I'm fine with most of these new security considerations, just in case. Maybe once in a while they do save a life. Keep some idiot from getting on a plane with this or that he shouldn't have had.
Right.
I'll take a little bit of a delay. But some of this shit, like where you can't have more than 3 ounces of like shampoo, calm down.
What about the part where you can indefinitely detain American citizens without trial or due process?
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Really?
No, definitely. Come
that's
on.
That's Gestapo's. That's yeah. SS style.
And that's America, they can do that. They can come right now and pick us three out of this studio right now and say, look, your podcast is done. You crossed the line.
They'll never take you alive. I won't let them.
No, they won't. You're absolutely right. But I don't know, man. What are you guys' your feelings about this? I know.
I think it's international. I don't think it's so much about the American people.
Well, like you said before in one of the earlier episodes, the Saudis now are shown purportedly to have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably definitely people in the government who are at least complicit.
Right. Well, hell, 441 days passed before they even started the 9/11 commission. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, so, we had already fought two wars.
Right.
You know how memories degrade over time,
here, check this out. Anytime there's a murder or even a fucking crime, there's a crime scene and an investigation, okay?
Generally.
So,
yeah.
So when World Trade Center 1 and 2 came down,
they
why
didn't
wasn't,
even rope off the bitch.
Why yeah. Why wasn't there a crime scene, an investigation? Instead, they spent the next 3 months. But wait a minute. You know which building got shipped out first, don't you?
Huh.
7 to China. It first things first. The day after, they started shipping it out. Yep. Yeah. World Trade Center 7 got shipped to China for recycling as soon as the buildings were done, man.
Well, they couldn't have shipped that to Pittsburgh or something? You know,
well,
what the hell?
Yeah, but they
it's
didn't
always
want,
sunny. Oh, that's
yeah, they
lovely.
Didn't want it in Pittsburgh, man. They, you know,
uh-huh.
They wanted it in China.
Too easy to find there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this 9/11, man, it really will make you think. It really will.
It started the war in Iraq, and
yeah,
that was one of the biggest blunders of military history.
Think about the possibilities if the government was involved and have kept any kind of knowledge of what they have secret. What else are they hiding? This is the big one. This is the one where it's not just did we fake the moon landing? Do we talk to aliens? There's 3,000 people, civilians killed.
Killed, yeah. They killed their own
another
people.
Another 10,000 injured. You know what I mean? If they mm-hmm. if they're fine and complicit, what the hell else? There might as well be aliens. Cause
right.
That's small change.
Well, you know, and I've also heard that Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset named Tim Osman that, you know, that he was just a puppet that they used. They had to have a face. You know what I mean?
To make it.
At first,
you
the face
have
was,
a target. You
exactly. At first,
guy.
The face was Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and then Saddam Hussein.
They had to get more specific. They needed a
Osama
certain
bin Laden. And you know, now it's the war on terror. There's no defined enemy. You know what I mean? There's no end. There's no. How do you win that? When do you win?
They went in.
When is it over?
They went in and killed Saddam Hussein, and just to get rid of the terrorists. I assume that was why, because he was complacent and there was a state sponsored terrorism.
Well, we were all told we had weapons of mass destruction, and
there was none.
And that turned out just to be a big lie. Is all it was.
Saddam and Muammar Gaddafi kept the Middle East in check. You know, there was no ISIS.
Well, that's fair. That's
ruling
fair.
With an iron fist. Okay,
right.
They were terrible to their
but
own
you
people.
Didn't have these uprisings of these groups whenever Saddam and Muammar. Yeah, exactly. When they were in there, things were a little more stable.
Wow.
So by destabilizing,
I never thought I would hear in my life somebody be like, "It was a good thing that we had Gaddafi and fucking Saddam."
No, it was
glad.
A bad thing that we killed them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. We didn't need to be over there. That was none of our fucking business. We destabilized the Middle East, and like you were saying earlier,
you're
left the vacuum of power. Huh? Like you were saying earlier, it left the vacuum of power to only be filled by another terrorist organization.
Well, you didn't know if it was going to be a terrorist organization at the time, but they, I'm sure somebody made the political call to say, well, not only that, but the general sentiment in the country was America just came in and invaded us and killed everyone, so now we all hate America. And it's only gotten worse and worse since then with the extremists.
Well, right, and then at the same time, you know, these guys that are, you know, 25, 30 years old that are members of ISIS, you know, when we were kicking in doors in Desert Shield and Desert Storm, these guys were probably five, six years old, and we watched us shoot their moms and dads in the face, you know, in Operation Desert Shield and Storm. So now they're 25, 30, they're pissed off. I could see how they hate America, you know what I mean? Now they've been blamed for knocking down the towers.
Let me throw you something on the other side.
Let's hear
it.
How all these other countries hate America and all their policing action and whatnot. Are you going to let these madmen just continually run wild over their own people? What kind of conscience do you have where you can just let that happen forever? And all these other countries are like, fuck America for going there and sticking their nose in where it didn't belong.
Right.
But at the same time, you're going to let this madman continue to just, you know...
But that's the thing, though. It's all perspective, because who says who's a madman? You know, they said that Gaddafi was using the weapons on his own people, but that wasn't it. It turned out that the rebels that we armed were the ones that were using the sarin gas on the Libyans.
Let's go back
Libyans.
To Saddam. What about whenever he killed all those Shiites, like in the early 80s or whatever?
Okay, I don't remember that.
Right.
He killed this whole, like, village of these type of Muslims or whatever. I don't know what the names of, like, the two types of, you know, people.
Sunni and Shiite.
Yeah, or something like that. Anyway, they killed this whole village of them. It was in his trial. That was one of the things they tried him for, was killing all these people.
I think that's actually what he got hung for, because I know he didn't get hung for...
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You can't let somebody who does that sort of thing to his own people live.
But I understand persecuting him and prosecuting him, but as America, we don't need to do that. That's a United Nations thing.
Yeah, you let him, as long as it serves your country's interest, you let him do that.
I agree. There should be a... No.
The problem is, once you start giving UN that kind of power, they can walk over and take any country they want.
And I think that could be part of the end game here, is the United Nations. It's all working towards the one world government, you know what I mean?
You know what we need is somebody fucking, you can count on, somebody straight.
America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, we had him. Once in
Bernie's
a lifetime candidate.
A prick, man. You know what? He took his money, bought his houses.
You trust him to defend the nation?
He was threatened. Did you?
Oh, he was threatened.
That?
He's
Julian
a pussy.
Assange just
he's not
just
the guy we need then. If he can be
the WikiLeaks guy.
Yeah, the WikiLeaks.
Said it,
the WikiLeaks guy said it, man.
And would he lie? That guy says all kinds of stuff.
Yes, he does.
But he says he has evidence, but you never see it.
Not yet, anyway, huh?
All right. He says he got all kinds of evidence on the Trump campaign and Hillary's emails and everything else.
Wow, there's some guy on our YouTube chat that claims he's the God of Jesus.
I am the God of Jesus. Click on my channel and read the automatically playing video to see that I am the God of Jesus.
Thanks, God of Jesus, for
buddy.
Coming into our chat and introducing yourself.
Right on.
I didn't think I was going to get up this morning and meet the God of Jesus.
No, I got up this morning thinking just 9/11, and here we are in omnipotent presence. The God of Jesus is here with us.
Thanks for watching. I mean, why do you need to watch if you're the God of Jesus? You should know what we're going to say.
Can we ask you some questions?
Hey, you know what the deal is.
Yeah, right. I want to know about some...
Well, since 9/11, I've noticed it's almost like a holiday now. Everywhere you go on 9/11, there's people throwing specials and deals and having big 9/11 parties.
It's 9/11 equals ratings.
It's only
hear that, listeners.
It's only a matter of time before they declare it a national.
They know that you've had this for months.
Right,
something you wanted to do.
It's
not like you're doing this for a ratings grab.
No, man, this is my passion. This conspiracy theory is not conspiracy theory anymore. This is conspiracy fact. Like I said, have we done any speculating in these last four episodes at all? I mean, everything we've laid out has strictly been fact. You can look up all of this stuff that we've said.
Okay, here's the part that I have trouble with.
Oh, here's the disclaimer.
The disclaimer is you don't know how accurate your sources are.
Fair enough.
Some of these websites you get are like www.secretnewsoftheworldtruth.org.com/thetruthabout9/11.
/Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, .htm.
If you can dispute anything I'm saying, you're more than welcome
I cannot.
I didn't think so.
So I really am putting it to all of our listeners out there. Send us a barrage of email disputing and Eric and telling him what he said wrong. And tell us what the right way is. Fuck it. I'll put a page on our website. Any mail people send, I'll take a screenshot of that mail and I'll put it up on the website.
For what?
Just because, you know, for any evidence they want to, you know, like their notes on it, like just whatever you want to send
anything
us.
We've missed.
Yeah, send it to us, and we'll use it as our crowdsourced research.
Crowdsourced research. There you go.
You know what I mean? What
are, I do.
I'm wondering some of the longer-lasting effects since 9/11. What kind of things have...
Well, there's air marshals now.
Yeah.
You guys don't fly to
the current few times.
Molestation as you go through the gates at security at an airport, yeah. You know what I mean?
Dude, I've flown so many times since 9/11. It kind of sucks. I mean, it's
really?
Slow for the most part.
I know on the international flights, it was like 2.5 hours to get back through customs.
It's just inconvenient. The stuff you got to go through, like how you have to pack like your stuff.
Right, like now if I got to go to my aunt's house in England, I can't take my box cutter with me.
In case, I have an aunt in England?
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like I can't take my box cutter with me to fix her carpet. You know what I mean?
Because you can buy one when you get there, I think.
Thanks, Osama.
I think you can buy one.
Well, I know since we've opened up relations with Cuba, and for years people with Cuban relatives, they would just load up as much as they can into their airplanes and fly just toasters and whatever they could get back to Cuba because they didn't have it there, you know?
Yeah, if you look on the internet, you can find like all these the innovations that Cubans have had to come up with for 50 years, not having any outside technology, just the stuff that they've come up with. It's nuts. I say go you, Cuba.
So they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and they know that North Korea has weapons of mass destruction.
And they're not going in there.
They're not going in there.
No,
right?
No. It doesn't suit our interests at the time.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, this is and you know, it's hard to say, but this 9/11's all bad, man, and you can point the finger at a lot of different people, but it really just kind of comes back to,
When they started that war, who owned a major portion of Halliburton? Was it Dick Cheney?
Yes, it was. He was the former CEO, I believe.
The amount of just defense contracts he got from that war probably made him a multimillionaire at least.
Right, yeah, and he was we talked about that earlier. He was the one that came out saying that Flight 93 was shot down whenever it just got brought down by the passengers.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you guys want to mosey on into final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about it, man?
I can't stand the raping of our liberties that this Patriot Act has entailed.
So your problem with 9/11, and it's completely valid, is that they took the cost of our civil liberties in exchange for what safety
for
we get out of
security
it.
And for safety. Security. You're never going
to the cost is too high.
No matter what, you're never going to be safe. Not completely. There's no way to get 100% safe from
that's
anything.
Fair, but what if the 10-15% safer we are has actually prevented this from happening again? We don't know
eventually,
that it has or not.
If there's a long enough timeline, it's going to happen again.
Sure, but what I'm saying is, what if without the security, it would have already happened again?
Well, then. That's just something I would be willing to deal with.
You'd be willing to deal with
to be able to travel freely throughout the
nation.
That's
kind of a
not be able to harass and not have people that are innocent.
That's kind of selfish of you, sir.
Well, it's not the problem right now. It's the powers that they are available.
Interstate travel within our country is not a problem. So that's just invalid.
No,
I drive all over the country. Coast to coast.
Never get stopped
never,
for being out
since,
of state.
Since 2011, no.
Well, you're lucky
I've
you're
driven
not
to California.
Latino,
I've
because
driven to Maine. I've driven
in
Alaska.
Time.
Well, that's true. I'm not of color.
And
I don't know how they live, which is, you know.
Lost where I was at.
That's because you won't shut up.
Fuck. Sorry. Anyway. No, so, I don't buy the whole 9/11 thing, the whole story, though. Long story short.
Nope, there's
way more to it than it seems.
Yeah, there's nothing that can convince me that this was happened how they say it happened. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know how it happened. I'm not going to say that I know exactly how it happened. I
know.
I don't
you know,
know
is there's inconsistencies.
Yeah, I know that it started a war in Iraq and that thousands of American military guys died because of it.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
I know this.
Yeah, because you want to put
probably million Iraqis. Was that worth it?
You're starting off with these 3,000, but that's not to mention
3,000 people in the buildings.
But that's not to mention the Muslims that have been killed since then over all of this.
And even our veterans. I mean, 22 veterans a day commit suicide because of what they saw in Iraq. It's still continuing to take lives as far as I'm concerned.
This 9/11 was a bad deal all the way around for everybody involved, every American citizen. I mean, it's
hard to believe 15 years later, though, it's still as hardcore as it was then.
Right. No, not really. I mean, because that was a very tragic deal. I mean, like you said, they killed 3,000 Americans. They took down three buildings.
But what I mean is, like, how going strong, you know what I mean?
The
patriotism.
The movement.
The
truth movement's big on this, man.
I'm not talking about it. You're not with me here. The how you called it earlier, the false patriotism. It's not really false patriotism. People are really patriotic still.
Right.
The lasting
My point
impression.
Is that it's like, you know, when a sports team moves into town, it's like, you know, 3 or 4 years, there's good hype for that team.
Yeah, Rams.
It's been 15 years since 9/11, and people are still, like,
you
know, waving the flag.
It's almost getting bigger.
That, yeah. It's still in everyone's hearts and minds, yeah. man. It was a tragic event that's not easily forgettable.
When you were born
Never
15
forget.
Years before you were born, you know what year it was? 1968. Okay. Vietnam was going on.
That right.
So
there's a lot of
that's a long freaking time. 15 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, between Vietnam and 2001, there was so much anti-military sentiment over what happened in Vietnam that this almost turned around people's opinions of.
I wonder how much it increased like enlistment.
Oh, I bet a whole lot.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a miniature baby boom shortly thereafter because of it.
Interesting.
I can't say that after I heard about all this, I wasn't like, fuck Iraq and Saddam. And, you know, I mean, because when I first heard this and I
you
didn't.
You were buying
Toby
Keith albums.
Exactly. I didn't sort through the bullshit when this first came out. You know what I
you
mean?
You remember
it
when the Dixie
Chicks
said some shit about George Bush and they
lost their whole career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's heard, they're playing like state fairs now.
Yeah.
state fairs pay really good, I hear, actually.
Still. They're not playing the Grand Ole Opry. Which I don't know if that's still a thing.
Oh, it is.
All right. Well. Have we said our final thoughts?
I mean, yeah, 9/11 was an inside job. No, I'm not going to say that, but it was definitely not an outside job.
How do you know that?
I don't.
They said Saudi Arabia did it, our greatest ally in the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least...
How does that even add up?
Here's something I don't get. How are you going to put Saudi Arabia on the Humanitarian Council and give them the Humanitarian Award when they behead more people than any other country in the world?
They just, like, last year allowed their women to drive.
Right.
That just happened.
Come
in
on, man. And you're humanitarians.
That means in about 20 years they should be getting around to Michael Jackson.
They'll maybe vote.
Yeah, well, they might wear bikinis or take their hats off.
So for everyone out there in La La Land that's listening to us and watching us, how do you guys feel about 9/11? Because we don't feel good about it here.
Anyway, when you find this post on our website, make some comments on it.
Yeah, like, share, subscribe, do the whole nine.
We'll
let us know.
We'll
info at surrealtalkpodcast.com. Email us. Let us know what you think.
Yep.
Give us your thoughts on 9/11. Tell us what you think. Until then, it's been great.
Hey, what are we doing next week? Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, Strawman sounded good, but whatever.
Cool.
Strawman?
Strawman?
Strawman? Strawman.
No, we're not doing Strawman. We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
How you can put me on a spot like that and then shut me down?
Well, I thought you knew already.
Yeah, I did. Strawman.
We're not doing Strawman.
Oh, okay. So how you can put me on a shot and shut me down?
Shut up. Anyway, all right. We'll catch you all next week.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.